This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good day. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We are excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Feel free to join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhone. Now, to the listener, you can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning. Just give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any personal questions you have to relate this show to your specific situation. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We're a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money as well, but we specialize in everything that involves the dollar sign, folks. That's when you can retire, how much you need for retirement, where to save it, should you get a mortgage, should you rent, should you lease, should you own, should you... tax planning, what strategies are available, Social Security folks, you name it, anything involves a dollar sign. And that's why we are offering a free financial assessment, because there is so much that has to do with money and so many questions that people have. So we wanted to offer you a free financial assessment. It's a $500 offer. And we got offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. With any personal questions you have, folks, we'll be happy to help. Because, folks, there is so many important things that you need to know. Now, we've talked about a lot of high-level items. A lot of high-level items in regards to personal finance. We've been talking about this for a few years on the show. Now, we're excited to be one of the top firms in the country per Financial Advisor Magazine. That's been an exciting accomplishment, along with the fifth fastest-growing firm in the country. But most of it's from giving you advice. It's giving you advice on what you should be doing. I mean, heck, our motto for the show is the more knowledge you have to increase your wealth. And that's really the goal with us. So I wanted to spend some time, because we do get a lot of phone calls coming in, and we love it. So please call with any questions you have. Truly do it. But we talk about some complex matters. This week, I wanted to take some time just to take a step back. Because what I found was a lot of the questions people were asking weren't that complex. I mean, for us, of course. Now, the things I talk about, if it's sometimes over your head or very complex, that's normal. You know what that means? You are normal. It's normal to not understand personal finance. We're not taught that. We're not taught that in school. Unless you have a degree in finance, then maybe you understand some of these complex matters. So this show is for everybody, you guys. Absolutely everybody. So what I want to do is I want to talk to you about just an article that I had a client send me on Forbes magazine. Now, on Forbes magazine, and this is highlighted, if I remember, I'm looking at it right now. It came out last January, 2016. And it is talking about 10 things you absolutely need to know about the stock market. Now, I'm going to comment on a few of these because some of them just seem obvious. But it's more important than just the obvious comments that it's making on there. Of course. I mean, the first one is ridiculous. It's almost embarrassing for me to share with you because here it is. The first one on this Forbes magazine, and the title of this, of course, is 10 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About the Stock Market, about stocks. The first one is buy low and sell high. I mean, who makes this up? I mean, obviously, that's the number one thing you should know. Who wants to sell low and buy high? I mean, that's ridiculous. Why would this even be on there? Here's the reason, folks. And this is the commentary I'm talking about. Is that most people are uneducated. They don't know when low is and they don't know when high is. Nobody knows when that is. And most of the time, people are buying individual stocks. And the problem is the low can go to zero. So when you buy low on an individual stock, it can go to zero. I mean, look at Enron, WorldCom, Lehman Brothers, Barrett Stearns. Folks, this is normal. There is companies, I mean, there are some projections out there that in 30 years from now, potentially 20% of the companies, the largest companies in America, are going to be gone because it's going to be outdated with technology. So you have to understand that when those people say buy low and sell high, the obvious answer is of course or duh. But you have to understand is what you're buying and what you're selling. And folks, that's where you have to start reassessing what your investment vehicles are and what you're investing in. Because that logic truly is talking indexes, and other people are selling you mutual funds. Other people are selling you annuities. Other people are trying to sell you individual stock, bonds, you name it, folks. You do not know this buy low, sell high. Nobody does at that point. And then normally the people that sell it to you are not actively monitoring it. Why? Because it already got compensated on when you buy it. This is the issues with working with somebody who does not have your best interest and not knowing the type of person you are working with. By the way, folks, if you're just listening, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance, and I'm just covering here some of the important things you need to know about the stock market. And that was the 10 things you need to know. And geez, I'm only on one right here, so I got some catching up to do. So I want to highlight the second thing that on this article through Forbes, and it is talking about how there's no such thing as a sure thing. I mean, that should be obvious too. There's no guarantee. You need to invest. When you invest today, you have to be comfortable you're losing money on it. Now, depending on what you buy, if you buy an individual stock, you have to be comfortable with you losing 100% of your money. Now, if you properly invest it in something like indexes, then I would just say you should be comfortable figuring that it could drop 10, 20, potentially even 30 plus percent in the short period of maybe 1 to 2 years. So if you are reinvesting towards retirement, it's understanding that the long term is to your advantage. Because yes, there has been a 10-year period where the S&P 500, which is the Dow Jones, S&P 500 large cap companies, have been a 10-year period where it's been flat or lost money, but rarely and actually never when you've had a globally diversified portfolio. So keep that in mind when you're deciding of how to invest. I want to go over the third item the Forbes magazine is talking about, and that is get familiar with your filings. Now, assuming you do invest in individual stock, which I do not recommend, because people here are reading these 10K reports, which are annual reports for companies. But guess what? That's on yesterday's news. That's on last year. Think of the goals that you have for your household today. Was it the same last year as it is this year? Last year, you maybe wanted to clean out the garage. This year, it might be you want to clear out your office. Next year, it might be helping out the kids. The year after, it might be preparing for retirement. Folks, things always change, and companies always have a different direction. They have different executives. They have different focuses, and technology is changing as well. So I get it with this get familiar with filings, Forbes, but really it's irrelevant because you shouldn't be doing individual stocks to begin with. So keep that in mind when you need to figure out what you want to do and how you want to invest, because do you really want to look at information that is dated? No. It's like going to those online dating sites and posting a picture on you of you 3 to 5 years ago. You look a lot different now. Don't mislead people. All right. Number four on this list with Forbes is talking about thinking long term. It's so important that you understand that you need to, when you buy something today, you have a long term outlet. Don't think you're going to make money on it in less than a year. You just shouldn't think that. And you better not think you're going to double your money anytime soon. Realistically, the goal should be to double your money every 10 years. That should be your goal. Now, of course, it depends on how old you are, what you're investing for, what your time horizon is, the risk you're comfortable taking, and if you even need to take that much risk. But you have to think long term no matter what, because there's issues you have to take into consideration, which is the volatility, which is the financial markets, which is inflationary periods, and longevity. It's not as simple. There is no cookie cutter approach. So this is vital for you. It's vital for everybody, because I see that all too far often. Where a short period of time will come up and they'll make 10% on their money in a short period. Look at this. Look at 2017. From January to end of July, the stock market was up 10%. 10%. So I'll have some people out there that's like, ooh, let's take our gains. We could spend more. We only projected us making 6 to 7. And we've already gone 7 months and made 10%. So on $1 million, that's $100,000. Well, I already projected to make $70,000 for the year because that was 7%. So I'm well ahead of plan. Let's take out $30,000 because that's extra. Folks, it doesn't work like that because there's times the market's going to go down. So you have to understand your financial situation properly because you could lose long term. That's why you need to think long term. It's not so much about today, but it's about expecting the worst tomorrow. And what you're investing in today to get you to those goals of tomorrow and forever. And if you want help just understanding your situation of what your long term is and what you should be invested in to reduce the risk that you're currently taking or to take the least amount of risk possible or to truly see what you're investing for. Is it for today? Is it for tomorrow? Or is it for the next generation? Folks, that's why we are offering this free financial assessment here at Falcon Wealth Planning. It goes over those questions and goes deep into your retirement, whether you're not retired or already retired. And that's why I transition to taxes, to also see what you can do to reduce it today and throughout the rest of your life, not just for you, but potentially your legacy as well for the next generation, if that's even important. Most people I see that's not as important, but it's taking advantage of this assessment. We typically charge $500 for this assessment. We're offering it to you at no cost. All you have to do is give us a call. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON. Like the bird, where we'll help put together this financial assessment to go over your long-term focus. And even if there's short-term focus, whether you're selling a home, selling a business, or taking a look at changes in your life. Folks, that's what we specialize in. Folks, we're going to talk a little bit more when we come after the break. We're going to go over 5 through 10 on Forbes' list of things you need to learn about stocks. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few words. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance, and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance. And we are going over today this Forbes list of things you need to know, 10 things to be specific, of things you need to know about stocks. Now, stocks. So number 5. Now, let me just go over 1 through 4, just for chuckles here. Some of these are kind of silly, but you know what? They are important because a lot of the time we focus on complex matters here at our show. I mean, it's regards to personal finance, and personal finance can be complicated. We have gone over multiple different tax strategies, real estate strategies. We've gone over social security strategies, retirement strategies, investment strategies, estate planning. Folks, you get it, right? We've gone over multiple strategies. So we're trying to take it step back to keep it simple because we get multiple people calling us asking about our strategies, multiple people. And there's a few times that we'll call them easier calls. I mean, we call to help you out, folks. So if you give us a call, we'll be able to help. So what we're looking at are kind of this article here, which is a fantastic article of 10 things you should know. And we are talking about these items and how it relates to the real-world situation. Now, if you want help with your specific situation, if you want help with a question that we are not addressing or a complex matter we've spoke about in the past, folks, give us a call. We are offering a free financial assessment, which is a $500 offer. We can help you decide when you could retire. Maybe it could be today, for all we know. What you need to do to get to retirement, with strategies are available, whether it's retirement planning, Social Security, tax planning, insurance, estate planning, investments, avoiding high costs, high fees, high commissions, folks. That's what we can help with. It's a $500 offer. Give us a call to set that up. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. So just to review the 10 things that we've already gone over on the 10 things you should know about stock. The first one was buy low and sell high. Number two, there is no such thing as a sure thing. Number three, get familiar with the filings. Number four, think long term. Number five is dividends are your friends. Not dividends are your friends. I mean, come on. But you know what you do? It is important because the average dividend in the S&P 500 is roughly 2%. So it is extremely important to understand this whole dividend piece of it. Now, yet again, you start talking about individual stocks. Dividends are not guaranteed. Keep that in mind. Dividends are not guaranteed. We know that from 2008 when you had the financials companies, some of them like U.S. Bank that paid a dividend for 50 years straight and Bank of America, they completely cut them. They went from 5% to virtually nothing and some of them zero. So it's not guaranteed. So dividends are important to know from the profitability of the company, the consistency of the company. But yet again, if you are investing in indexes, then you need to understand is who cares about what dividends are paying on one company? Because you got thousands, tens of thousands of companies in your portfolio if you're investing properly. I'm not a big component. And as a industry, those who are not trying to sell you things, of course, as an industry, it is important to know that companies can go to zero. Even if they've been paying dividends forever, they can go to zero. So keep that in mind when you are looking to make decisions on your investments. It's not always the dividend. Don't always pay attention to the yield, because there's times where people have looked up a stock and they've seen, wow, this is a 15% dividend. Why would I not buy that? Well, what they don't understand is that stock used to be worth $40 and now it's worth $20. You lost 50%. So who cares that you're getting a 15% dividend? Because you need 4 years of dividends just to break even, and that's assuming it doesn't drop. So keep it in mind that nobody knows, and don't chase yields and don't chase dividends. There is no perfect metric. This is a good one, folks, because a lot of people out there use fundamental analysis. Now, what the heck is that, Gabriel? Fundamental analysis is items that goes over their balance statements, their income statements, their cash flow statements. It looks at their PE ratios, their return on assets, or return on equity. They look at all these profitability measures to see how good the company is. Just keep in mind that there is nothing out there that is a for sure thing. And on top of that, you also have to look at that was from yesterday's news. They could be making changes now to increase their sales. They could be making changes now to increase or change their upper management to help enhance their situation or hire on new people or invest in new things to help their business. So this whole notion of looking at yesterday's filings or last quarter's filings or last year's filings to make a decision for today and tomorrow is ridiculous. And it's the same thing with all investments. You don't buy the investment that had the highest performance last year. You don't do that. I mean, it's a famous saying in our industry, past performance has no guarantee on future results. Anything on the contrary is not allowed. So keep focus of the long-term plan. Now, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend. We're talking about all important topics in personal finance. We're going over the 10 topics that Forbes is going over on 10 things you need to know about the stock market. I just got done with number 6. Number 7 is the $100 stock isn't expensive and a $5 stock isn't cheap. You have to understand this. Now, this was more relevant a few years back when General Electric, GE stock, was trading at, we'll call it $25 a share. And this is a $300 million company. Now, at that time, Tesla was trading at $250 a share. Now, some people would say, wow, Tesla is expensive. But here, and some people would say it's maybe even a bigger company. Number one, that's impossible. How is GE a bigger or smaller company than Tesla just because it's a higher price point? Number two, the price point means nothing of a stock. Let me give you an example. Tesla, at $250, if it goes up 10%, it makes $25. If GE, that's worth $25, goes up 10%, you make $2.50. But if you invested $1,000 in each, one of them, you get, $25 a share? So one of them, you get 40 shares, and another one, you get 4 shares. But you still invested $1,000. So if it goes 10% in either one, you made money. So you don't look at the price per share. That's the completely wrong way of doing it. You have to take a look at the company and investment in itself. So I said earlier, GE was trading at $25 a share, and they're worth $300 billion. It's a very big company. And Tesla was trading at $250 a share, 10 times more the stock price, but it's worth 10 times less. So Tesla at the time was only $30 billion company versus a $300 billion company with General Electric. So don't be blinded by this. This is incorrect way of thinking. Other thing I want to go over is how taxes can take a bite out of your profits. This is number 8 on the list through Forbes. And this is exactly right, because you have to understand how stocks are taxed. Now, the benefit of investing in stocks outside of a retirement account is that it's subject to long-term capital gains and qualified dividends if you hold on to it for over a year. So the theme, of course, is to hold on long-term and to think long-term, because stocks can be taxed at 15%, 20%, or higher, depending on how much you make. But if you're in the 15% tax bracket, capital gains tax is free. You need to understand that focus, because a lot of people lose out on unnecessary taxes because they don't understand the tax code. So understanding how taxes play an important role in this is important to understand where to invest the money. Because stocks grow at a faster rate than bonds, historically and most likely forever, because of the core characteristics of a bond and a stock. So knowing how the taxation is so important in understanding the taxes, because they are taxed at qualified rates, which is a much lower, will always be a lower tax bracket, assuming you hold on to the investment for over a year, than your regular tax rates. The 9th item is knowing what you need and what you're paying for. A lot of people pay unnecessary fees, costs, commissions. They work with the banks, their credit unions, these big wirehouses like Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, Edward Jones, UBS, and you name it. It's knowing what you're paying for, because most of the time you can get it for free on a trade with the promotions of open up a new account at a discount broker. And you can get ridiculously discounted trades as low as $5 and sometimes even less. So don't pay a premium. And on top of that, don't ever pay unnecessary commissions from people that are selling you things. Folks, if they come to your house, you know for a fact that they're making money off you, whether it's an insurance agent, whether it's an investment guy. They want to come to your house if they're not making a pretty penny off you. That's indicator number one. So be very, very careful of that, because you have to know what you're paying for. And if you don't invest in something you don't understand. That should be a very key rule and element. Number 10, take market news with a whole shaker of salt. So this is the last one through the Forbes list, and it's just saying ignore the news. It's there to scare you. It's there to manipulate you. It's there to control you. So whatever is going on in the news, folks, completely ignore it. That's why I'm spending the time today to talk to you about, just to educate you on what you need to do. And that's part of the reason we are offering the free financial assessment, to make sure you can take advantage of knowing the direction you need to go in, and if you need to fire your advisor or fire the people you're getting advice from, and to get professional help from a fee-only, non-commissioned advisory firm like Falcon Wealth Planning, we recommend you give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We'll be happy to help with your financial situation. Our goal is to help, educate, empower, entertain even at times, the idea of making sure you can retire successfully without paying an arm and a leg for it, folks. Folks, that was a fast, fast show. We want to thank you for tuning in with us this weekend. You can always reach out to us, any one of our colleagues or myself. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. You can always reach out to us anytime with any questions you have. Tune in every weekend as we go over all important topics of personal finance. Our goal is to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great week, and God bless.